A little while ago, I went to Bulgaria. I went to this town called Kaprivstitsa. It's so hard to say, you have to spit it out. Kaprivstitsa. And I went to the house that my great-great-grandfather built. I mean, it was a spin-out. I had this picture of my great-great-grandfather sitting like a complete player in front of his house. He's just like, what's up? He's like, I'm the man. And then they took me there to the house that he built and sat me in exactly the same place and made me hold the photo. And I don't know if I looked like a player. I was freaking out. I was like, this is freaky. This is time warpy kind of stuff. And he fought in something called the April Uprising. He fought in an uprising against the occupying forces of the day in 1875. And then 100 years later in April, I was born. And it ended up being the name of my album. And, you know, he was one of these freedom fighters in this thing. And it made me think a lot about revolution. I've been thinking a lot about it for years in different ways and what it actually means, because most of the time when I see it, it's usually selling something. It's like a revolution in toilet paper technology. It's a revolutionary new video game. It's a revolutionary new technology in Wonder Bras. The Pepsi revolution, the Disney revolution, the iPhone revolution. They're all really boring revolutions. Anyways, I just thought about it a lot. And I took the R off and just thought about evolution for a while. And I figured, yeah, that makes sense. Everything happens really slowly. And we all want it to happen overnight. But I reckon change is happening. It is slow. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. But there's no point in having children if you don't have hope. So, this next song is all about that. Let's bring it. Here we go.